Hey everybody, welcome back to the Marketing Corner. This is Sean Campbell with my esteemed co-host John McClain, and we pulled an audible today.
Yep, there's
four awesome dudes, including you and I, John.
Yeah.
I included that, you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, we were definitely part of that bunch.
Yeah. We had our second guest kind of roaming the hallways before the show.
And yeah, I was just lost.
Let's do it.
I was like, where are you?
He was
kind of
lost. He was a little mopey. Yeah. I think it's because, and I'm new to this still, right? Uh-huh. I think it's because the first guest is always the quote unquote headliner.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Andres is not used to being the opening act, right?
Yeah.
So we had to bring Andres in.
I love it. Glad to be here, guys.
And don't tell anybody. Andres, close your ears, but the real opening act is really Bill Spurbeck today.
Yeah. For sure. As it should be.
He's
the opening act, he's the closing act, he is the act.
Yeah. For sure. I got three of my best buddies and I am blessed to be here with the three of you.
What do you call it? In a theater? The understudy.
The understudy needs to be right here.
For sure. Which is great that Andres is here just because I've been telling him, one, how great you are at this thing. You just got this natural ability. And I'm sure you're seeing that now.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad he's here now as like kind of like the guest co-host for this first part to see how our flow is. I'm sure, Bill, if we're too much, let us know.
Bill's going to get up and walk out.
Yeah, he's like, okay, that's enough of that. You guys have fun.
I'm going back to Bill's show. But hey, Bill Spurbeck from CPR to you. Thanks for being a guest.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Oh, obviously the businesses and things. And then I've joined a few nonprofit boards over the last 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't been on a nonprofit board since about 2010. So I had just been writing checks. And December of 21, I decided, you know, I'm going to get involved on some boards, but not just be on the boards, because I don't need a resume.
Mm-hmm.
And so actively get involved in actually the mission.
Yeah.
As an example, one I'm on called Higher Grounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Safford K-8. It's basically a mentoring, peer mentoring, not only the students, but for the community, the family members.
Mm-hmm.
And first day I met with a principal, I'm sitting at her desk, and this little girl, maybe first, second grade, walks in and says, "Principal, I'm hungry." And so she gives her a granola bar. And, you know, I never had that issue, you know, growing up and stuff. And she was telling me that, yeah, a lot of these kids will just come to school to eat. So it kind of hit me in the heart. So my wife and I went out and bought like $500 worth of granola bars and Pop-Tarts. And I dropped them off. We're sitting with the principal. And this girl, actually a little younger, comes in and she goes, "Principal, are those Pop-Tarts?" And she goes, "Yeah." She says, "Well, I've never had a Pop-Tart."
So
ripped open the box and gave her a couple Pop-Tarts. And then May of last year, we opened a food closet where we distribute 50 boxes every 2 weeks.
Wow.
Right. So
amazing.
Again, it's not all about the money, but getting in and really seeing what the mission is. And
I love that.
The nonprofit does.
Filling up that passion bucket is definitely what I like to call it.
Yeah, sure. And you know, people say, "Oh, I don't have money." Well, they use that old term, time, talent, and treasure.
Yep.
If you don't have treasure, maybe you have a talent or some time. And it doesn't have to be that, you know, you're involved 40 hours a week, a couple hours every once in a while, just really makes a difference.
It all adds up, right?
Yeah.
So you mentioned Higher Grounds. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about these organizations that you're part of. It seems, I love your humbleness, but this is the time for you to tone the humbleness down 5% and share with us. You know, share with us what you do, the organizations you're part of, and it's time to dote on them particularly and the amazing stuff you see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So another one, being former first responder, is I'm on the board with the Air Kite Foundation. And their big mission is to have a daycare, extended hours, strictly for first responders and military.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a location out by Broadway and Kolb. A couple of weeks ago, the city announced that they're going to donate a building on the southwest side of town. And then negotiating right now for one of the old Northwest Fire District buildings that they don't use for another daycare. And it's just amazing the fruitfulness that comes from that, because the first responders typically don't have normal hours. And they, I believe it's like 5 to 11, 5 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow. Yeah.
7 days a week. And Naomi Hyde, I don't know if you've met Naomi, but she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
That's truly a story of, you know, they say there's what, about 2,700 nonprofits in Tucson, you know, and a lot of them are, oh, my son got hit by a bicycle, so I'm going to start a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Well, Naomi's story was that she's from, it's not.
Well, she's from Honduras.
Where's that?
Honduras.
Honduras, yeah. Right? And so her and Eric had just got married. He got transferred here to Davis-Monthan. And a couple years later, he goes on with Tucson Police Department. They just had their baby. I think she was 6-7 months old. He gets shot, killed, line of duty. And so Naomi had nobody here. Her parents were in Honduras. His parents were in California.
Yeah.
And this is true, what she's done as far as starting the nonprofit and how it's boomed on it.
So, it's amazing.
Another one's called Tucson Hearts of Gold, and that's a specifically nonprofit that serves the Tucson police community, both sworn and non-sworn. They each person puts in $5 a paycheck, and so when different events happen, say a husband and wife get divorced and they're two income family, well, they get behind on their bills and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Brady, I don't know if you remember back in after 9/11, there was a Tucson Police Department officer that would be singing the national anthem at a bunch of different events, and that's her. Mm-hmm. They're doing great work with that. And then Junior Achievement, I believe in financial literacy.
Yes. Yeah.
A funny story about that was, typically Junior Achievement is taught like an hour a week for a certain period of time. In May, we adopt a school, and we actually, the board goes in and teaches the whole program in an 8-hour period. Mm. So that was my first experience last May, and at the end of the day, we're going on. I was asking the students, I had 27 seventh graders, what'd you learn? And then one of them said, what did you learn? And I said, I learned that I don't want to be a seventh grade teacher. I was so physically and emotionally drained after that.
Yeah,
so,
I can see that. Yeah. I mean, I want to imagine, I don't know if you're with Junior Achievement when they went to Tucson International Academy, but I know Andreas is at Tucson International Academy regularly, and I've had the pleasure of going to Tucson International Academy to read my children's book that I did. But yeah, reading, I mean, I was an hour in front of those kids reading that book, kind of fielding those questions. And yeah, I was done for like the week.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, I think the CEO is on the junior board.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forget.
Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Herrera.
There we go. That word.
Herrera. Yeah, you got to go with the R's,
Yeah, it's me with the R's. So that's, I'll get it.
That's that, and then still, you know, being active in the community as far as backing programs and things like that.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, we will talk about all that and more with Bill Spurdeck with CPR2U. We will actually talk about CPR2U as well when we get back from the break. This is the Marketing Corner with that handsome devil, Sean Campbell. I am Pastor John McClain with the Veteran Rescue Mission and the Common Good Radio Show. We also have on the second half of the show, Mr. Andreas Ruiz with I Believe Myself Coaching, also my co-host on the Common Good Radio Show.
So Party Crasher.
You have a lot of talk radio show hosts fill in your earlobes right now. So enjoy. And then we have Bill, he's just silky smooth. So this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell on 1030 The Voice.
And we're back with the Marketing Corner. Yours truly, Sean Campbell, and just a plethora of dudes today.
Dude, man, it's like our clubhouse today.
I know. We are going to have a theme, a topic, as we normally do. And I do want to talk about the characteristics and the traits of what makes a good entrepreneur, or small business owner. Mm. And we'll get to that in a little bit. I'm really looking forward to Andres' take on this, as well as Bill's and John's take on this, because we all have a vast amount of experience between us four, and I'm curious to see, especially from Andres' point of view, how that maybe intersects with Bill's point of view, you know, and how much John and I will agree and challenge
I wouldn't be surprised, particularly with this group, and it's funny just even in Bill describing all the different groups that he's part of that me and Andreas are part of in some capacity, at least a few of them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if all of our takes are very similar. Yeah. But I look forward to finding out.
But it's going
to
come from four very different angles.
Perspectives.
Our experience is way different, you know, so. Yeah. But first, Bill, tell us a little bit about CPRTU.
Okay, CPRTU is American Heart Association Training Center, which we provide basic CPR to the general public. Mm. And then we got the healthcare-specific individuals and people. And then we also do advanced classes, which we call ACLS and PALS, which are advanced cardiac life support. So teaching physicians, nurses, paramedics, IV therapy, EKGs, medication, electricity, all that type of stuff. We started in 2010.
Okay.
And kind of an interesting story about how I started CPRTU is I lost the business at the end of 2002, and I had to file bankruptcy. And at the time, I just had gotten married, been married maybe a year and a half. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was a single-digit millionaire. And all my side of family have been entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And my wife's side of the family were all government, right? Go to work 40 hours, get a paycheck every 2 weeks, retire after this many years. Mm-hmm. So we ended up having to move in with our parents. And her dad actually cried the night we moved in there, and probably thinking, what the heck did my daughter marry, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was funny is when we were dating, I had bought Adrian a nice diamond ruby ring. And lunch at, I remember at Red Lobster, there was about 15 people, including her brother. And at the time, her brother was a TPD officer. And when Adrian opened the gift, her brother made a comment, "Oh, that's probably fake." My response to him was, "I don't work for the government."
So
that upset
him. Well, I just lost all of that segment of the audience. Yeah.
So we didn't talk. In fact, her brother had met with Adria two or three times saying, "I'm the wrong person for her."
Well, don't firemen and policemen have like a little thing?
Yeah, a little rivalry.
Like Army and Navy.
We make comments about each other.
I'm just barely getting started here, Bill. I mean, don't sink my ship already. I got to get syndicated. I got a long ways to go still.
Then you probably want me on here. So I had to go back to work as a fire medic, and one night I went to the casino with Adria and her mom, and I hit a quarter jackpot for $1,200. And so I had to pay the piper. So her mom got $100, Adria got $100, and it took $1,000. My dad had given me a Bible that was like 10 generations old, and I put the $1,000 in there and wrote it for, I think, six, 7 months. And at that time, I was an educator at Northwest Hospital, teaching these American Heart Association programs and other things. Okay. And I went to the CEO and said, "Kevin, how about outsourcing my job to me? I want to start this company." So I started off with a nice contract, used their facility, nice. And so we're the largest training center in Arizona right now. Wow. We're doing about 15,000 students a year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do, an example of what we do, give back to the community, that company is every summer KVUA has that Swim Fest.
Yep.
And so for May, June, July, and August, we donate 10 free classes to the community each month.
Wow.
So that works out pretty good.
Nice. Again,
you have to give back to your community, and there's no reason, even when I was bankrupt, we, you know, gave something or did something.
Yeah. So, I mean, you and I've, honestly, I mean, every time I've had a talk with Bill, I come out with a little bit of a nugget that I can put away for later, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah,
right?
He is. He was giving us some fun facts before the show, and I was loving it. What was the one you were saying? The first one you gave us.
About the water and sunglasses?
The water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So water has the highest profit of any product, and it's about 3,000%. The second one are sunglasses.
Interesting.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Which, I mean, makes sense. I'm wearing Gucci glasses right now, so I'm a victim.
I'm wearing Ricky Smiley.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
Nice.
Yeah. I got my
Andreas is actually the sensible one.
I have a $1 readers from Amazon. Yeah. So it's funny, another thing I like to share with you is about 7 or 8 years ago, Forbes came out, and they basically, it was a 2-page spread. They talked about the top 25 entrepreneur schools in the country.
Okay.
Yeah. Wharton being one of them. U of A, McGuire was, I forget, 16, 17.
Yeah.
And so one column, what year founded, number of students, cost, who it's named after, et cetera. And then there's two columns. Mm-hmm. And one was percentage of professors that have owned a business and percentage of professors that currently own a business. Mm. What do you think that...
And here's where I lose all the educators who listen to the show.
By the way. Oh, I'm sorry. That have ever and that have currently do.
Yeah.
I say 50 and 10.
6 and 6.
6 and 6. Mm. Whoa.
Interesting.
You know, when we built our house, there was a young couple that lived there about a year. And this is 2005. He got accepted to Wharton School of Business. And he said it was going to cost him $125,000 a year. Mm. For please, I'm not bashing education. I've never have taken a formal business class. Mm. How I learned about business was back in the early 90s. I'd go to Barnes & Noble because they had to be comfortable chairs. Mm. And I'd pick a book on sales, or I'd pick a book on marketing, or how to do financials. And
nice.
Self-taught.
Yeah.
And nice. I love business.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. That's amazing.
So to kind of, just so our, so we don't forget it before we leave, how can our listeners get a hold of CPR to you and connect in with the stuff that you're
okay.
working
we,
with?
Okay. We, obviously, the www.cpr2.com. Or 520-400-8204.
Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of party notes, we got a minute till we have to jump out here. What are some of the organizations? What's ways that the public can plug in with what you're doing that you would recommend?
Oh, to get involved, you know, I think...
And we didn't talk about the topic at all. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, I mean, unless Bill wants to stay for another segment.
I'm fine with if you have the time.
Bill, stay for another segment.
Yeah, it's funny. It's right now... I own the businesses, but I was just telling Sean, I have a CEO for CPRDU, and I think I've been to the office maybe 10 times last year.
Mm.
So we could discuss, you know, working.
How little you go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife says all I do is I get up, go to breakfast with friends, maybe dabble in business for a few hours. I go to lunch with friends. Yeah, I'm home by 1:30 watching.
Don't feel bad. My wife, when people ask her what I do for a living, which my wife's a clinical supervisor at a mental health facility and has a PhD in clinical counseling, what she says when she's asked what I do for work, she says, I don't know. So, yeah. So, yeah, don't feel bad. So, this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. Part on that note, I'm Pastor John McClain. I'm actually a pastor, honey, and with the Veteran Rescue Mission and host of the Common Good Radio Show here with my co-host, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe Myself Coaching with the Common Good Radio Show. And we have Bill Spurbeck here with CPR. Am I saying it wrong?
Spurbeck.
Yes. Spurbeck.
Butcher, yes.
It's easy.
I'm a name butcher, buddy, so it's not personal.
I've noticed.
Spurbeck, yeah.
I've noticed every episode he's butchered
something. I'm a name butcher, dude. Yeah, I have to. I usually didn't want to say anything,
so
no,
thank you.
No, please. Yeah, correct me every single time.
Yeah.
Because usually I prep him.
Comes the butcher.
Yeah,
the butcher.
The Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell, John McClain,
the butcher.
Ruiz, Bill Spurbeck, CPR2U. I'd say that right.
Yeah.
And we're back with the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. And I just saw out of the corner of my eye, Andres does not like heavy metal, so I'm going to have to change that.
I don't like it. I love it.
He loves
it. I'm a Commodore Fire guy.
Yeah. So is it tomorrow that your new book comes out, Andres?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm super excited.
Tell us about it.
So grateful. It's called Do It Now, Secrets to Overcome Procrastination. Mm-hmm. And it's a very short read. I like to call it I'm going to keep a PG up in here. But, you know, I like to call it like a book that you can go, you know, and just read it. Very short, right to the point. Chapters, we're talking like 1 to 2 page chapters. Mm-hmm. Maybe even a paragraph, just like the great Stephen Pressfield. And it's just explaining how to get stuff done.
Right.
Because I know that I've dealt with a lot of times procrastinating, and don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I still procrastinate.
No.
Yes. Okay. I'm perfect. Okay, thank you.
You are perfect.
Yes. But then it's also information that I learned from just coaching clients that I notice a lot of procrastination going on, and I just want to give this to the audience for $1 actually tomorrow, and it's going to be available for $1 on Kindle. So I want to get it in as many hands as I possibly can, so people can have this information so that they can start to strategize, take action, and start, you know, moving forward in their lives.
How many books have you written now?
This is going to be my 4th. Really, I've written 6 total. Mm-hmm. 2 of them one of them was back in the day, long
back
time ago.
Back in the day,
when I was young, I'm not a kid. Yeah, so this is going to be pretty much my sixth book, but it's really, fourth awesome. Book that I'm very grateful to, put out there. And I just want to continue to write books. And I want to write really short books because those are the type of books that I like. I like books that I can finish. I've had kids tell me, "Hey, mister, I've read your book 5 times already." Awesome. Because every time that I go back to TIA, I go and speak to them and be like, "Mister, I've already read it 5 times." I keep reading it over and over.
Yeah, that kid's lying. He only read it 3. But I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Butcher. But just imagine a kid finishing a book. What kind of sense of achievement that'll give a kid, be like, "I finished the book."
Or even as an adult.
I've had adults tell me that too. I say, they're like, "I finished your book in an hour and a half, 2 hours."
Yeah. And you can have this video testimonial. You can put it wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
It was Andreas's book that I read in May of 2020 that changed my life. I was already doing great things. I mean, I'm proud of myself. Mm-hmm. I'm doing amazing things. But I read Morning Warrior Secrets by Andreas Ruiz, and it helped me change my morning ritual and the way that I set up my life day to day, to start a radio show, to write 2 books since then, to transform my life, to kind of like find the woman that I was looking to find. Now we live in a 5-bedroom house all because of this guy. I don't know. I owe him at least a Christmas card. So.
Yeah, please. Gotcha. Or at least like a good steak.
So thank you, man.
I was trying to be funny about the butcher, but never mind.
I got it. So let's go over the topic of the show, actually, now that we're in our third segment of the show.
We almost got this figured out.
And let's continue with Andres on this. I mean, give us, 2 or 3 characteristics that you see from your most successful clients or entrepreneurs, small business owners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great question. Would say the first one is just keeping their words to themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying keep them the word to the other people. They keep the word to the other people, but to themselves, that when they say they're going to do something, they actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is so powerful. When you keep your word to yourself, that increases your self-esteem, your confidence. Mm-hmm. Because when you don't keep your word to yourself, that's when you start to beat yourself up. You guilt yourself. Yeah. You tell yourself, "I can never get this right. I'm always messing up. I can't do it." And it just creates a lot of self-doubt. So that's one of the things that I've learned from people who are actually doing what they say they're going to do.
Right.
That's one of them. The second one is just being committed and taking responsibility, because a lot of people, including myself, we say, "Oh, I fear failure. I fear success." What you really fear is commitment and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
Having responsibility. And it takes a lot and I don't want to be corny or anything like that with the whole Spider-Man quote of with great knowledge comes great responsibility. Right. And it's so true. When you have all this knowledge, there's a lot of responsibility. When I go speak to kids and give them information, give them knowledge, there's a lot of responsibility. And there's been times where the judge, I call it, where he comes up and taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey, remember you used to be an alcoholic? Remember you used to do drugs? Remember you used to be this loser?" Mm-hmm. And who do you think you are speaking to kids? And I sometimes believe that voice, so that's why I need a coach to tell me, "Hey, you are great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made mistakes, but it's okay to be making mistakes. You're human."
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing to have somebody in your corner, a marketing corner is also very important too, but also like having a coach in your corner is extremely important, because now you're held accountable. Your integrity is held accountable. Mm-hmm. That is so big for me. Mm-hmm. Being around great men helps me to continue to be a great man, because I want to be a good man. I want to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I want to continue on this journey. And I mean, I'm so grateful for people like you, John, Bill, Ed over there. We played some, pool this past week. Mm. And,
You're no joke.
Yeah.
We take you serious now.
I'm very serious. Yeah.
And I agree 100%. I say let's turn it over to Bill. We have about 1.5 minutes before we have to jump out of here, go to our last break. What are your thoughts, Bill? We say a couple of things that, make a good small business owner.
Well, kind of going on what Andreas has talked about, being coachable. Be prepared to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kills a lot of entrepreneurs is they have a failure and they just give up. Like I mentioned, you know, being bankrupt and going from a 7,300 square foot home to living with your in-laws.
Anything to do with in-laws.
I mean. Yeah.
In-laws, outlaws. Yeah.
I'm not a big believer in partners. A lot of times people, hey, we're business partners and we've been friends for 20 years and 6 months into the relationship, they hate each other and start suing each other. I'm not saying that all partnerships fail, but everybody in this room probably knows somebody or two that said, oh, yeah, we're going to be great things in business. And a lot of times, two heads aren't better than one. And also what Andreas was talking about was believing in yourself. I mean, I the first time I became a millionaire, I was young. A big house, cars, and stuff like that. And when I filed bankruptcy, there was rumors that I was selling hot dogs on the corner of El Camino del Cerro and Silverbell. So people typically going to talk bad about you more than often they're going to talk good to you. And then lastly is know your numbers as far as your financials. And, and I've never taken a loan out from a bank. It's always been self-funded.
Nice. Well, we'll talk about all that and more. You'll get me and Sean's take as well after we get back from the break. That's your teaser. So you hang in there. Don't even go to the bathroom. We don't have time for that. And we'll be right back.
Got time for that.
This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. Pastor John McClain here with Sean Campbell. Andreas Ruiz is hanging out. And Bill Spurbeck with the B with CPRTU.
And we're back for the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell. And as always, got to thank Tom and Greg, our engineers, for doing a phenomenal job and making us sound good and look good.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. They do all the work. We just hang out.
Editing, we just make hang out and talk and drink our coffee. And it's kind of a coffee talk in the Marketing Corner.
Coffee talk.
Yeah, none of us are impressionists, apparently.
None of us. Real quick, if you do have any questions that or topics that we want that you want us to discuss in the Marketing Corner, feel free to text me. 520-339-0259 and we'll start taking some of the topics that you want us to discuss and kind of cover for you and help maybe your journey as an entrepreneur and small business owner. So,
and you could use that same number to get Sean Campbell's marketing services, because that's actually what he does for a living. He doesn't talk about it much, but you can call 520-339-0259 and you could have probably one of the best marketing guys in the city working for you. So that's just an idea.
Top 10,
just
top 15. I think I broke the top 20 a couple years ago.
Yeah. I mean, to kind of dote on you real quick, and I'll turn it to you to get your opinion on what a small business is. Ever since we started working together and seeing some of the stuff that you've done, I don't know how every business at a certain level, small business, doesn't have someone like you to kind of help make sure that that content keeps being put out there, that the stuff is fresh, that it's strategic, that it makes sense from head to toe. So thank you.
That's one of the reasons why we want to put this together, to provide that blueprint. You know, if you and I can do this, we do have a huge advantage with your experience, right? But I want to show small businesses all over, you know, Tucson and Arizona. It's like, that's how they're creating their content with this show, and they're putting it on, you know, their podcast, which is on Apple and Spotify and Amazon even, and YouTube. We got Facebook, LinkedIn. I mean, 46 minutes of our airtime is, you know, 12 to 15 pieces of content in our sleep, right? So it's a blueprint for other small businesses to get into it and distribute their content as easily as you and I are, right? So
let me say something, Sean, real quick. I use Sean. He handles all my social media.
That's right.
And here's another tidbit or piece of trivia for you. So the Small Business Administration, right, the federal government, how do they determine what a small business is? How many employees?
Was it 10 and under?
I'd say 10 and under.
500 Less than 500.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we're off by 490.
Yeah, yeah, we're close, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's crazy, right? So you think about how many businesses in Tucson only have 10, 15, right? So we truly are a small business community with it. And I shared this with you earlier, John, that Tucson's the 32nd largest city in the country. Mm-hmm. Bigger than Atlanta, bigger than St. Louis, right? Because we build out and not up, so.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. All right, John, I'm ready.
So for you, my friend, Mr. Sean Campbell, marketing professional, or so you say.
So you say.
what would you say makes a good small business owner, entrepreneur?
You know, to go at a different tangent as Andres and Bill went, I think for me, it's not being competitive to where you want to put other people out of business. I do never want to do that, but you got to be competitive, I think, with yourself, right? Mm. You got to set goals, as Andres alluded to, and you have to be realistic about it. What I see is some small business owners and entrepreneurs do, it's like, this year I want to earn $500,000. Mm. I want to go from, you know, earning $27,000. It's not realistic, right? So I think you got to be competitive but realistic at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And also, and I'm going to be interested to see what the three of you think about this, and I know it's not a popular opinion, and I know I do get some feedback, but I'm willing to be very transparent about this, is that I wake up every morning a little paranoid that someone's going to want to take my lunch, right? Mm-hmm. So I need to work hard enough.
Like the lunch that you have in the refrigerator or a lunch that you're going to make in the future?
Either one. Okay. You know, like today, right? Uh-huh. And I think you need to have a little bit of paranoid, you know, be a little paranoid that and stay ahead of the curve, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And the way I do it, I know I'm not the smartest, the most creative, the brightest, the most, you know, whatever. But I know one thing I can do is
you
I work.
You are the cutest, though.
I am the cutest, as you see on this picture watching on YouTube. Yeah. And another thing besides being cute, I got to outwork everybody. That's my one advantage that I know I have. Mm. I'm not afraid of getting
up. Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of getting up at 5:36 in the morning and working until I'm done for the day, whatever time that is. Mm-hmm. And I wake up excited, especially on days that we're in the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see you guys, right? And it's you got to have that passion, I think, and not be afraid to be passionate about what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think, I know that's not the popular answer, but I think, you got to have a little bit of, you know, there's someone out there that wants your position.
You have a hunger. In you.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that I want to beat another person. I never want to do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But nothing's going to stop me from achieving my goals, right?
Yeah. You know, and I agree with that competition. Kind of a quick, funny story is our competitor is one building over from us. Mm-hmm. And back when I was an educator at the hospital, I called them because I wanted something, you know, hey, I know business, let's build your business. Mm-hmm. He never called me back. And today, if you look at his website, it says at the bottom, do not go to the rear of the complex. That's where we're at. So it just kind of shows that that type of
What about you, John?
I'd add on to yours, and then something that Bill was talking about earlier, because I definitely agree with you wholeheartedly, and it's not only something I tell, and Ed, you know, our camera guy today, that he's mastering his camera skills. Mm-hmm. I tell him and all the guys that are in our program regularly is like, I just want to help you find what you're willing to die for or what you're willing to live for, you know, however you want to phrase it, because why do anything else?
Right.
You know, why do anything else? So that's, I think, what you're talking about. We're having that hunger where you're just like, you're going to give your all for it. Like, I'm gonna kill myself for this because I love it so much. Yeah. And I definitely feel that way with the work that I do. And in addition to that, I would say, Bill was talking about it earlier, and I was going to kind of have him circle more in on it, but it's something that I tell people that I know that are new business owners to really help them get to the next level is you can't fool a community. Hmm. And if you try to go into a community and just take, do business with me, give me your money, you don't give anything back to the community, that well is going to run dry really quick.
Yep.
Especially in a town like Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only spurback in Arizona. So my parents are deceased and stuff like that. So I can't hide behind my name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? There are people out there that don't like me, which is just human nature.
How could anybody not like you? I don't get it.
I'll give you a list.
Yeah, me too. I got you one too. Yeah. And
another, another saying I live by, it's from Dale Carnegie, is failure creates success.
Yeah.
So when you meet an entrepreneur, maybe you're looking at them to mentor, they might tell you all the good. But most people won't tell you about their failures. People are afraid to talk about failures. You know, there's different sayings that go along with that failure thing. So, and again, Sean, when you wake up in the morning, I'm hands off with my businesses. I have CEOs and stuff that run them. But I go to bed thinking about my businesses, and I wake up with my businesses. And we're pretty successful. And I still, like you talked about, having a little devil on your shoulder saying, right? And if you don't have that feeling, then you're really truly not an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and, you know, admittedly, I've been criticized for sharing that, you know, what I shared with you, because you know, people think it's kind of a negative or I have too much of a chip on my shoulder. You know, I get it. I understand where they're coming from. But it's not like something where I'm mean harm to another business, right? I just want to protect what I've built, protect my brand, protect my reputation. But I don't take things for granted. 10 years ago, the person who I was took stuff for granted. I wasn't as grateful, which I think is another characteristic we haven't even talked about much yet. I think great entrepreneurs are extremely grateful for what they have. Because they've come from a place where we had nothing.
Talk about Andreas. Beautiful. It seems like that's touching you in a special spot.
No, absolutely. I mean, when you talk about gratitude, like I know for me, every morning when I wake up, I say three things that I'm grateful for. And during my meditation, I think about three things that I am grateful for, like in the last few days. But then what I also do is I also send love and gratitude to people that I work with or people that I know. And sometimes I'll just send a message like to somebody, like I've sent you messages where like, hey, sending positive vibes your way. Sending love your way. You were in my meditation this morning.
At first I didn't know what to make of it. I was just like, I don't know what's up with this. Like, are you going to put hashtag no homo? Like, what's going on with this? I don't know what's going on.
Hey, but
realistically,
dude, he's trying to get syndicated.
Yeah. I've learned appreciate what you do as a whole, particularly like as a motivational coach and speaker. So for our listening audience, tell them how they can get a hold of you and what is like taking advantage of your services look like.
Yeah, so you can reach me at
worry, Sean's never gonna get
you can reach me at ibelievecal@gmail.com, or you can also go to ibelieveinmyself.org. And also I just want to let people know that it's really important that, you know, when you do send these, like, you know, gratitude things to people, it's important that, you know, you send it, but like send it like, you know what, I was thinking about you because you were in my meditation, but I also want to say I'm grateful for your friendship. I'm also grateful for, you know, like believing in me to be, you know, part like your coach or something like that. But I think it's really important that you work on self-love, because when you have self-love, it's very easy to give love.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important that also on top of gratitude, self-love will change your life, man. If you love yourself, it's very easy to love people.
Yeah. One of my favorite sayings is with age comes wisdom. And my dad used to tell me, you know, as I got older, he said, you know, son, have you figured out that as you get older, I get wiser? One of those things.
Good stuff. I love it.
And that's wise words from Bill Sperbeck with a B. With CPR to you. Also, we had Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself coaching in studio today. Thank you once again for joining us with The Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I'm Pastor John McClain, and I say this one prayer: Dear Lord, give me patience and give it to me now.
Yeah.